Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What up, all my listeners out there in entertainment land? It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, and we are also now syndicated on all Amazon Alexa devices. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we're here today in wonderful Sherman Oaks, California, at our studios. And this whole show is being produced by Get Real Global Entertainment. we're here today with our, well, first of all, I'll bring on my co-host. This is also JJ's birthday episode.
Oh,
yes, it is the husband's birthday
episode.
The husband's birthday episode, yes.
How old is the husband?
It is December 27th, 2017, and the husband is 50 years old today.
Yay!
So we're very happy.
I'm glad I made it.
Yes, I'm glad you did too, or else that wedding in July was for nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. This is James Muse, the husband, co-host, and business partner. I had to do it. Sorry.
Okay.
That's what's up, fine, baby? How you doing?
I'm feeling okay. I'm good.
All right.
I'm glad. It's a beautiful day. You know,
it's very lovely here in
they knew
LA.
The heavens knew that I wanted a beautiful day. So.
And I think there's no more fires. Are we out? Are we good now?
I'm not
really sure what's going on with all that.
Still? That's been like
3 weeks. I have no damn idea. It was whatever. I lose track of time. I'm too fucking busy. Anyway, we are here today with author.
Yes.
Sean Patrick Traver.
All right.
Hello.
How are
what's
you?
Up?
I'm good.
You can pull that right close. Whatever.
Pull
you
right
know,
close?
Be comfortable.
Okay.
Just as long as you're comfortable. That's all we care about. So we're here today, and he's got some different books. We're also here with his publicist, Desiree Duffy.
Hi,
DD.
There you go, double D.
Double D.
Double D.
Right? No. that's from. Oh wait, mine are E's. Never mind. Sorry. Yeah. So anyway, so we're here with Black Chateau Publishing. Did I say it right?
Enterprises.
Black Chateau Enterprises.
Far beyond just publishing.
Okay, so you're like an us. You're like everything.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You're like a multifaceted thing.
A lot of marketing and PR, mainly for books and authors.
Right, okay. Yes. Do you do anything else?
I do have some other clients, too, even though that's what I specialize in.
Okay.
I have a client that I actually did a whole branding package for his new VR company.
Nice.
Which is really cool and exciting.
Okay. And what's VR?
Virtual reality.
Oh, I thought that's what you were going to say.
Yeah, and
okay.
AR. Needed a whole new name for his company. He needed it vetted. He needed a logo, branding, style guide. Did the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So he gives you more experience in different facets.
Well, I've been doing this for about 20 years, so I've got the experience.
Wow.
Now
nice.
I'm putting it to work.
We love it. We love it. So yeah. It's Black Chateau Enterprises.
There you go.
We like it.
Yeah, I like the name.
We like it.
Thank you.
Yes, it's pretty cool. So 20 years. Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for bringing us Sean Patrick Traver today.
Sean is amazing.
Thank you for bringing
yes.
me.
Yes. I can't wait to read your books. I mean, I went online and I looked a little bit about some of the different ones you have.
Mm-hmm.
There was quite a few books on there.
Quite a few, yeah. I put out 3 in the last 5 years.
Wow.
I put out 2 this year.
Okay, so tell us a little bit. I mean, the one that she originally sent me was called The Red Witch.
Red Witch.
So that was the one I put online.
Okay.
But I know you have many others, so I put your website up there too. So go check out his website. It was at SeanPatrickTraver.com. Okay, go check it out because he's got a bunch of really great books, awesome stuff, and... I'm looking forward to reading this. So tell us a little bit about some of your books. We want to start with The Red Witch?
Red Witch. Witch basically is about a silent film star who has an affair with the Aztec god of the dead.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it. That's interesting. I already like that subject, so.
Yeah, it makes for a good little pitch.
Yes.
It's all rooted in Aztec mythology and local history.
Ooh. Nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Facebook Live.
Red Witch. Yeah. That's nice. I like the cover.
Thank you.
That's bitchin'.
Huh. Yeah, isn't that a great cover? I'm really pleased with how it turned out.
Very nice. That looks like old, like, Nouveau
style.
I was going to say, like, that old school. I love it.
And it's actually all done in Photoshop. The skeleton and the model were real, and the artist built everything else up in Photoshop.
Incredibly
lucky with the awesome cover.
I love Photoshop. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah.
Man, I need to use that more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty bitchin'.
I wish I could achieve an effect like that myself.
Right?
I have an incredible artist do it.
Yeah, that's what I do. I do I do graphic design on website type stuff.
I could probably crop a picture myself, but that's about it.
That's about it? Nice. I like what he did. That's cool. Yeah. I came out very good. Okay, so that's just an interesting concept as it is.
Yeah.
She had an affair with an Aztec god.
Mm-hmm. Well, mythology is full of it. That's why we know who Zeus is to this day. That's kind of all he did.
Isn't that awesome, though?
He's the original sexual harasser.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. Yeah. You're very right about that.
Yeah, maybe they need to go arrest him.
Yeah, horrible behavior on the part of gods.
That's awesome.
Wow.
He gave Clinton a run for his money.
Oh, yeah. Zeus sure did. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And Trump.
Yeah, Clinton's still trying for the Zeus Hall of Fame. Trump. Yeah.
Trump's into family. Oh, sorry.
Well, you know, so we're a lot of... There's. That's not a subject that goes uncovered in mythology either.
Well, so, yeah. Why is your daughter your first lady? I'm sorry. I did not say that. Because your wife's an illegal immigrant. I'm horrible. Anyway, so let's get on. What other books do we want to talk about? What do we want to do here? Because you have some really great looking stuff.
We can talk about all of them. Red Witch is technically a prequel to Gravesend, which was my first novel.
Ooh, yeah. Here, let's get a picture of that.
There's the cover.
I like that.
Yeah.
Did they do that for Photoshop too? Because that's really awesome.
No. That one is fully illustrated. That one's actually painted.
Mm. Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
And that one is about a modern-day witch who has who helps an undead detective solve the mystery of his own resurrection.
Wow.
Yeah. So the main character here on the cover, Dexter Graves, he's a skeleton for 2/3 of the book.
That's awesome!
Yeah, and it's all tied in with the mythology of the Day of the Dead.
Yes! That's a big L.A. seller. Come on now.
Yeah.
Dios de los Muertos.
Exactly. Film noir and Dia de los Muertos and things that I think of as being unique to Los Angeles.
Have you ever checked out the... Was it this? There's a little place over on Melrose. Dios de los Muertos type of a place.
Oh, really?
It's like this little shop. I used to go to the pot shop right there. Anyway, it's right at 4903 Melrose.
I don't think I've been in that one.
It's like a little. It's weird. I don't know how to explain it.
There's a little store called Necromance that sells taxidermy and like mourning jewelry, Victorian antiques, and that kind of thing. And that's actually
features
into my third book a little tiny bit. That's also over on Melrose. It sounds like a similar type of place.
Yeah, it's like that type of a thing. It's the whole place in there is all that.
Yeah, I love the imagery of the Day of the Dead. I always have.
I just can't remember the name of it, but it was really cool looking.
Yeah.
My ex-co-host used to say, "Don't go in there. You don't know what they're capable of." I'm like, "Oh, shut
selling
up.
Selling you some cool stuff, probably."
They said they're selling some stuff. Uh-huh. I don't know.
It's a store.
Why are you getting bajiggity?
Capable of taking your money and giving you goods in return.
Right? Yeah.
Something that we voluntarily do.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's all voodoo. Whatever. Anyway. It's L.A., man. Come on. I like the red witch though. Let me see. Put that up. I want to see that. I want the viewers to see this because this. No, here. Put it closer. This is a bitchin' book. Look at this. Check that shit out. Look at that. Red Witch.
And you said a Red Witch is the prequel to the Ravens?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It takes place chronologically first, but it was written second.
Right. Really? Yeah. Okay, so you did one, but which one did you
do? I did Gravesend first.
Gravesend first, mm-hmm. But this is the prequel to that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you're an Anne Rice fan, maybe it's sort of the relationship between Interview with a Vampire and Vampire Lestat.
Yes! Yes, I completely agree.
Yeah. Exactly. Sorry, I had sort of a different books. Attitude slightly. She appeared from a slightly different angle in Gravesend, and I wanted to go back and flesh out her backstory. I knew everything that she'd done.
I like
I
that.
She'd been, so I might have figured
see,
I might have
right awesome.
Down the stories. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yes.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yes. We like it. I like authors. I like books. I've been reading
a bookstore.
Since I was a kid. Yeah. Really? You work at a bookstore? What bookstore do you work at?
The Iliad Bookshop in North Hollywood.
Oh, I know where that. I've heard of it. I don't remember where. I know I saw it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't miss it. They're big fiberglass books out front.
Okay, where is it? Where is it located?
It's at the corner of Chandler and Cahuenga in North Hollywood.
Very nice.
Yeah,
we
passed by there before.
We passed by there.
Yeah, there's nothing else like it.
Maybe you should have stopped and got a book.
We literally hear that every day.
We're gonna check it out.
I've been here, and this is the first time I've ever stopped in. It's been said to me all the time.
Downtown, we've got the last bookstore. Yeah, I wanted to go up in there because I heard they have some really awesome stuff.
They do. The last bookstore's a pretty cool place.
My daughter wants some copies of Stephen King.
Oh, yeah.
Because my daughter goes to the same high school as Stephen King graduated from.
Oh, how cool.
Hell yeah.
He's having a big year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met him. It's funny. He used to be a manager at McDonald's in Maine. And and he came through my drive-thru.
Oh, wow.
And I went to hand the bag out the window. And he's my favorite author in the entire universe.
So you knew who he was.
Yeah. I've seen his picture on many jacket covers.
He's got a pretty distinct voice, too. You probably heard it over the speaker.
No, I wasn't taking the order. I wasn't paying attention. Okay. But I went to hand the bag out at the end when you go to hand out the order.
Yeah.
And on the second window, I went to hand the bag out, and I was like,
I'd be the same way, yeah. I would be completely starstruck.
Are you, like, who I think you are? Or am I hallucinating right now? Because I had some really good weed this morning. I said, oh, my God, you're Stephen King, right? Oh, my God. He goes, yeah, last time I looked.
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's a Mainer thing. We say that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So I was just laughing. I was like, oh my God. I said, dude, thank you so much for all the contributions you've ever done for anything ever in the world. I say you're my favorite author, and I love everything you do, your movies, your books, everything. I was just like very appreciative, you know what I mean? I just met Angela Bassett the other night.
You sure did.
I met Angela Bassett and her husband,
Courtney B. Vance,
downtown. I walked right up to him. Hey, how's it going? you think I like, you know, I was their best friend or some shit. Hey, what's up? Courtney B. Vance gave me a fist bump.
Oh, nice. I've done that occasionally where I recognize somebody and, you know, casually say, oh, hey, hi, like I know them when I really don't. And, you know, it's they don't know if they know me. So people are, you know, quite polite back. Oh, hi. Yeah.
All I got to say is fuck all y'all motherfuckers because I got a handshake from Angela Bassett the other day.
That's awesome.
And I got a fist bump from her husband, Courtney B. Vance. So eat it. What's up, Mimi? It's Mimi.
Hey, Mimi, what's
up? Mimi, we love you, Mimi.
Fist bump, Mimi.
Shout out for Mimi. Fist bump to Mimi.
Fist bump, wait, three.
What's up?
One left side, one for the right side. Yeah. That's our thing.
Anyway, what's up? I'm doing a shout out. Oh, wait, MZ.
What's up, MZ?
Clarissa.
Hi, Clarissa.
Who else? Oh, Tashina. T-Dog isn't here today.
She Facebook?
T-Dog is our third.
Silent Giggles.
We call her Silent Giggles. Yeah, the original co-host for the show, his name was, we call him the other
Dave
Navarro, because his name's Dave. Yeah, I have to say the other because he's not the Dave Navarro. You know what I'm saying? So I have to say the other Dave Navarro. Everybody for the longest time thought that, you know, he was a famous, you know, who's him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, no.
I said,
damn it, that would have been really great fucking, you know, ploy to get people to listen to my show.
Yeah, I should have just left it.
So I would always put the other Dave Navarro. What up, the other Dave Navarro? We love you, man.
What's up, Dave?
What's up,
dude?
And, Middle of the Night just got released. Go check it out. Awesome fucking horror movie.
Oh, Shelly Martinez?
With Shelly Martinez.
Yay!
From Ariel from WWE. Rock on.
Yeah,
we love you.
She was a past guest.
Yeah, a past guest. But you'll have fun with us. You're gonna have so much fun. It's ridiculous. So we got some awesome books here. Again, we are with Sean Patrick Traver.
Yes.
The author.
Hello.
Of wonderful, wonderful, awesome books, and I can't wait to read them. So I'm excited. We with us right here, we got Red Witch, Gravesend, and what's this? The third one here. Let's talk about the third one.
The third one here is Wraith Ladies Who Lunch.
Wraith Ladies Who Lunch.
Yeah.
Try saying that
it's
three
not
times
easy,
fast.
Is it?
Yeah. No, that would be kind.
Yeah.
Yes, I have
one.
Makeup on, Mimi. What's your problem? Anyway, sorry, she was
That's
commenting.
Okay.
So what's this about? Look like.
It is about a couple of bored ghosts who have nothing better to do with their afterlife than hang around at the Cheesecake Factory and pretend to order drinks.
Pretend to order.
So it's got a bit of comedy. It's got a bit of philosophy. It's all set in kind of the Fairfax district, so it's local to L.A.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
you have
awesome.
A very lively imagination.
Thank you.
We love that. Yeah. We love that. I'm going to send this stuff to my daughter so she
Egyptian
can read it,
The Egyptian character
too.
On the cover is based on a real mummy that's been on display at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art.
Yeah, because that looks like something I've seen.
Yeah, there's a little picture of her in the back if you want to get a close-up there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's that character's all based on to research into who she would have been when she was alive, where she's been as a mummy.
Who is she? What's her name?
Her name is Tausenet Netor,
okay.
Which means the sister of Neith and Horus.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. She's about 3,000 years old.
Nice. Interesting.
She was unearthed in the 1830s.
Wow.
Yeah, she spent some time on display in London, and then she was sent on to the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. And she's been on long-term loan from them.
Wow.
So, yeah. She's been
That's just crazy.
My hometown mummy for pretty much my entire life.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But see, it's cool, though. You take something like that that really just kind of drew your imagination made you like really think like, whoa.
I like to take
what would it have been like if she was still alive or if she lived in modern days? Or you know
exactly.
I have that
to see a mummy like that. And there was a real
incredible.
Person so long ago who lived
see,
in a
I
world
have,
so different from ours.
Damn, I have that kind of imagination, but like I never really. I don't know. I've always wanted to write books, but I was looking into other. I don't know. I don't want to say self help book. I don't want to write that crap. I want to write like that kind of stuff. What you guys are doing.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
Yeah, it's like.
Well, you get to entertain yourself.
It's more fun though.
Yeah, you get to go on that adventure first before any reader does, and it is fun.
That is awesome.
I never had. I couldn't even imagine dreaming. Taking something like that, like a mummy, and then bringing a whole story about it.
But that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. People. That's what authors are for.
Start with that grain of sand of something real, like the mummy, and let the other layers build up. Over time.
That's so cool,
of research
though.
And imagination. And,
now, like, how long did it take you to write these particular books? Like, I mean, how long was, let's say, Gravesend in the works? Like, how long did it take you?
It was about 2 years from the inception of the idea to having the book in my hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, to having
in
a completed product.
In some sense, it's taken product. Me 40 years. And, in another sense, it's taken me just a couple. Because I've never wanted to do anything else. My entire life has been building to being able to do these. And this has always been my ambition, so.
Oh, that's good.
In a sense, it's taken a very long time. In terms of actual typing, about 2 years.
Me, it's same thing. Like, I want to do stand-up comedy, and I wanted to do radio. I've been doing radio for 6 years.
Yeah,
I started doing some TV stuff. I've been in one movie.
Nice.
So I'm just, like, working on different things. But, I mean, I see what you're saying. Like, I'm going to be 45 next month. And I'm just thinking about all these things that I want to do. And I'm like, no, like, it's never too late.
No, it's not. It was sort of a response to being about to turn 40. When I was 39,
That's great, though.
I'd really like to have a book to my name by the time I turn 40.
That's
so
funny. That's when I got into radio, 39. Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah.
Like, you know, how you
and
never
I
know.
I could have written them earlier. I would have loved to, but I couldn't have really done it. I didn't have the insight. I didn't have the experience. I didn't,
See, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
So did you do schooling for all this? Like, or did
I went
just
to Cal State Northridge.
You did?
I did study writing, yeah.
See, so.
Interesting. I
but
like
mostly
that.
Mostly I think a novelist learns by reading other novels. You learn the books themselves teach you, really.
Nice. Yeah. I was looking at Cal State Northridge.
Oh, nice.
For their film and TV production program.
It's a good school. It's a good school for music.
I want to finish my degree.
Yeah.
I started in accounting, and then I went to criminology, then I went to psychology, then back to accounting and business administration. Yeah, that stuff bores me. I just figured out over the years, 8 years of, but 8 years of college, and I'm like,
Oh, I know.
I'm like, God damn it. I still don't have my degree. I should have a friggin' like two bachelor's degrees by now, mm-hmm. or like a master's or or you know PhD by now. 8 years of damn college.
Yeah, I rambled around a bit too.
Oh, because it's you're doing what you don't really want to do. You're doing all the stuff that you think that your parents wanted you to do, or that's going to make you money. Right. Like, oh, become a lawyer or become a doctor, become an accountant, become a whatever, something like that. And I'm just like, oh God damn it.
Yeah, and I was writing and learning on my own at the same time, so it was sort of a parallel education.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do like script, you know, script writing and like make my own TV shows and movies, and I always wanted, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. I always wanted to do all that stuff myself, like independent stuff. Write my own books, write my, you know, stand up comedy, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I figure it's never too late, and
it's definitely not.
See, so I got another guy, another buddy on board here. We saying it's never too late. Get out there and you know, do something with your life. It's never too, you know, you could be 45. What was it? Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
He was wasn't discovered till what? Is it 40s? You know what I'm saying? So, come on now. Look at his career.
Definitely.
Right. I'm just saying. So
Some things are better done when you're a little bit older. Because you do have more insight, because you do have more experience to bring to it.
And more and more patience.
Like us.
Writing is definitely something that takes patience.
So I agree. So that's great, though, you know, that you found what you love to do. So how is everything going? I mean,
it's going well. Yeah, I've put up two books this year, and they've been pretty well received so far. I've gotten some nice reviews. I get nice feedback from them on people. It seems like they're connecting with the audience that finds them, and that's, that's all I
just need to interject. People love his books. He's being way, way too humble.
Dude, he was, I saw his thing from the Huffington Post.
Yes,
dude,
right?
Huffington Post. If you're on their effing radar, you're good. And they had a nice thing to say about your book.
They gave me a very nice review.
Something nice, I'm telling you that right there is a doorway to sales.
Yeah.
Huffington Post.
I did get a very great review.
That's what I'm saying. I saw that. I posted that on my Facebook page. It's going on Instagram. It's going to go on Twitter. Hail to the yes.
To the yes.
And we're going to do a little radio drop at the end of this. So everybody, every week we hear you going, you know, saying that you were on, you know, Jenny's Real Talk.
Absolutely.
We love it. And we're going to have Desiree do one too.
You bet.
Cool. I guess that way people can hear her every week saying what's going on.
Immortalized.
We like it. We like it.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we're going to come back in just a moment. I have some things from a few friends. Listen up.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
This is the rock band Foe, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
LA Talk Radio.
Chanel Juan.
On iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Evernow, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
This is Hurtin' the Heartbeat, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Booyah!
What's up, y'all? This is Mac Matt. I'm up in here getting it in with Jenny from the Block on that LA radio talk station. Tune in, man. One love.
Hey, this is Slam on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio on channel one.
And iHeartRadio.
Yep, yep. Party hard.
Don't do drugs.
Hey, this is Maxwell Carlisle from Society One, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio channel one and iHeartRadio.
It's your boy, Yellow Boy the Duke, a.k.a. the motherfucking Loke. If you didn't know, we on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
/iHeartRadio/LA Talk Radio. You hear me?
This is Killset, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Yeah! God. Sonia, hey guys, this is Sonia Harley, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, baby. And iTunes, don't forget that. Mwah!
There you heard it from some of our past guests that have been on the show about how much fun it is to be on here. So we're at the point where we're really going to need your sponsorship and advertising. Please give us a call. Now, we've got so many people that want to be on our show now, so many bands and authors and artists and so many just people in general that want to be on. They've seen how much fun our show is and they just want to be on the show. So we need your help to make the show longer. We need your help to make your the show help. Longer. Please sponsor us. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, and Google Play and all Amazon Alexa devices. We are here again, let's reiterate, we are here with Sean Patrick Traver, the author, as well as Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau Enterprises, who is a PR a publicist, you know?
Yep.
Yes, okay. And we are talking about his books.
There we are.
And his author, his influences, and what brought him to write these fascinating books. As I'm telling you, these are freaking awesome. Look at some of the artwork. Look at this. Red Witch. This is awesome. Look at that. It's beautiful. Just the artwork on these alone is just gorgeous.
I was so pleased with how that turned out. It really does capture that, because she's supposed to be the only living person in this very gray realm of the dead.
Yeah,
and she really does just jump off the cover.
She really does. Mm-hmm. She just looks like, wow. It looks like you could touch her, but you can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the actual model has brown hair, not red hair, but that is her actual hair. The Alphonse Mucha girls were,
So he just changed the color, of her hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
he just made that pop, and he even made it look like she has, you know, like red eyebrows and all that. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I think he did a great job.
I think so too.
Yeah. So you know, shout out to your guy, your person,
Catherine P. Langwagon.
Catherine, how you say your name?
Catherine P. Langwagon.
Okay. Well, thank you.
She's a Swedish artist living in Spain.
Well, thank you, Catherine, for your amazing artwork.
Yeah.
Because
CassiopeiaArt.com is her website if you're in need of a cover.
Cassiopeia.
Yeah, look her up.
Dot
she does
com.
Incredible work.
Man, we're going to check you out sometime because you do some good work.
Yeah, she certainly does.
Man.
Complimented on it all the time. People really seem to respond to it.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I've dabbled with that kind of stuff, but I don't know if I'm on that level.
Mm-hmm. She does an incredible job.
She's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I need to get back to doing show posters. I do posters, graphic ads for our show every week, and I've been so busy lately.
Yeah. Really.
I just have not been able to get to do the ones I want to do. So I'm gonna make one for this though.
Cool.
We'll use your covers.
Yeah,
I'll take pictures.
Do.
I'll take pictures of each book.
That'd be great.
And then we'll use it as part of it. And then we'll do pictures with you know, with everybody, and I'll put a little thing together. It'll be nice. It'll be very lovely. So we have Gravesend took you said 2 years on that one, and Red Witch came.
Red Witch was the second one, and that took a little bit longer because it had to fit with the first one. It was a jigsaw puzzling.
It's like a wraparound.
Yeah,
The movie Saw. Mm-hmm. No, it comes in like 8 parts. Like, really? You need 8 movies to tell the same story? Anyway, whatever. It is really cool, though. So I like that, how you wrap it around. So how long did it take you to write Red Witch?
A little bit longer than Gravesend. The entire process was a little bit longer because there was more intensive research, too.
Okay.
Yeah, Ingrid travels to different points in L.A. history. So
interesting. I like that.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a time travel angle.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, so she goes back in time to the 60s to one of Ken Kesey's acid tests. That was the first time the Grateful Dead played as the Grateful Dead was at an acid test here in the Valley.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have Ingrid show up at that event. It's
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's there for New Year's Eve 1999. She's a bunch of different points in LA history. So there was a lot of research that went into it.
Dude.
There are about a dozen historical figures, who real people who actually lived, who she encounters within the course
of
the
year. Wow, that's so... Oh, man, I really got to read this.
Yeah, Alfred Hitchcock is a minor character. Dorothy Parker is a minor character.
I saw that when I was looking into your book, and I put I put the blurb up on Facebook. And I mentioned that. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Nice. And the Wraith Ladies
Lunch.
So these were the three that you did in the last...
These three came out in the last 5 years.
Within the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Red Witch and Wraith Ladies Lunch came out this year.
Okay.
Yeah, Wraith Ladies just kind of popped up in the editorial and publishing process of Red Witch. It was an idea that I had floating around in the back of my mind for a long time, and I just got the impetus to write it up, finish it off. It all came together almost magically. It was a fun experience.
How many pages are in that one?
100 pages.
Okay, I was going to say, it looks a little it looks a little smaller.
Yeah, I meant it to be a short story, but I'm not so good at the short form.
Okay. No, well, 100 pages is,
It's a nice little chunk. It takes about as long to read as it does to watch a movie.
I went to the Publish a Book and Grow Rich seminar.
Oh.
Yeah, and
one part of that is easier than the other.
Yeah, but most of their books are like, you know, telling a story about what's going on with you, like, you mm-hmm. know, like the story of ADHD or mm-hmm. or problems sure. in your family, or you know what I'm saying, how to overcome da 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 in five easy ways, you know, whatever the hell it is. I don't know if it's necessarily some of them aren't necessarily self-help books.
Yeah.
But it's kind of ish under that type
personal
of
memoir kind
yeah,
of
yeah kind of yeah. you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
But it's a formula. It's like just take your problem and fix it in five easy steps.
Yes, which is
because that always works so well.
Problem can't be solved in five easy steps.
I was just gonna more so write a books about shit I've been through, like my kid having mental problems or your family coming from a family of abuse, things like that.
Memoir is a popular genre. You should do it.
Yeah, it doesn't. have to necessarily be a self-help book.
No, not at all.
But if it can help other people to overcome or to get through their own stuff, then that's cool. I'm good with that part. But I'm not trying to tell you how to solve your damn problems. Trust and believe, Jenny doesn't know the formula for that.
It's not
funny. Well, make it funny, too. A lot of comedians write books like that. It's like, I can't imagine you wouldn't make it funny.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. Everything I do is funny. I have to joke about it. If I don't joke about it, it will eat me alive. And I'm not going to do that because life is too short for that crap. And so, why bother?
Yeah, I've read a few books by comedians that were really great. You know, Mark Maron's book was really good about just stories about his life, that kind of thing. There's definitely a market for them.
That's all I kind of like. And it's funny. Just sitting in that seminar, I came up with like six book ideas. Just like, you know what I mean? I was like, boom, boom, boom. I was like, oh, yeah, I can write about this, and that's just six random ideas I came off with the top of my head right that moment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I mean, I wouldn't mind doing nonfiction.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like kind of what you're talking about, but. You just have like a genre, like, it's not even genre specific. It's very interesting.
No, it's kind of a cross genre thing.
You are like just not, you can't.
I'm always at a
loss
for exactly
what to
call
them. Niche.
No.
Can't put you in a niche.
I'm a member of the Horror Writers Association, but they're not especially scary. They are about ghosts and monsters.
Fucking love horror.
Yeah.
Horror is my favorite genre of everything. Oh, no. My favorite genre of television. My favorite genre of movie. Mm-hmm. My favorite genre of book. Horror. But I'm a comedian.
Right?
I'm a dark bitch, but I'm a comedian. I'm really good at comedy. It's a funny thing.
Like, oh, I think they cross over quite a bit.
It's like I do like this, I don't want to say sadistic comedy, but just funny stuff, just like off the beat, weird
I think
things.
Humor needs a little darkness and horror needs a little bit of humor.
Seriously. I would love to. I want to have a horror movie someday.
Oh, that'd be cool. So
and I'll have, I'm going to have you. We're going to write it together.
We're
going to make a movie, and it's going to be awesome. Me and Sean Patrick Traver. We're going to make a movie. It's going to be awesome. Now, my favorite TV show is Supernatural.
Oh.
And my favorite horror writer, I told you, is Stephen King.
I love Stephen King.
I love anything by that man. It's incredible.
Yeah, I've been reading him since I was in the third grade.
Yeah, I love him.
I still love the first one I ever bought. It was Cycle of the Werewolf.
Yes! I love that book.
The Bernie
it's just that tiny little, small little illustrated book. Oh, my God.
Little book,
exactly. And then they made the movie. That was great. Little kid in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And just great stuff. I mean, you know, I just love Clive Barker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Hellraiser.
Yeah.
It's my favorite movie, my favorite horror movie of all time, Hellraiser.
Yeah, he's such a great character.
And he's an incredible writer. So that's what I'm saying. I love authors, and I'm glad that Desiree brought you.
Yeah. It's great to have authors on the show. It's great to have a platform to get stuff out there.
I just think that entertainment comes in all forms.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not necessarily just movies or television or this or that. It's so many things.
Yeah, I agree. It's,
you know, theater and art and and artists, people who sculpt, people who do cartoons and just, you know, comic books and whatever. Just so many things. We've had people from WWE on our show.
Oh,
we've had NFL on our show.
Nice.
Entertainment, to me, football's entertainment.
Of course it is.
I'm watching people get the crap beat out of each other.
What's more entertaining than that?
That's my favorite type of sports, the violent ones. Hilarious. Horror movies and violent sports. Gotta love it.
They're
I'm an
really
interesting
stealthy.
Person.
Good for you.
I'm an interesting person, I tell you that.
That's my baby.
Anyway. I'm an interesting person. But I like you. I like the fact that you do the crossover genre.
Yeah, know? It's sometimes hard to know exactly what to call them. The aisle that they go in says sci-fi fiction, sci-fi horror and fantasy. And I'm kind of happy with that as a description. Because they do cover all those bases.
It's so cool. You're covering three...
Yeah.
Totally different concepts,
but
emerged into one book.
Time travel, and that's usually a sci-fi trait.
That is a sci-fi trait.
It's mystical that time travel in my stories, but it's still something that's normally covered in the sci-fi
but
world.
But that is a sci-fi genre-specific type of thing. And
then, Neil Gaiman is another huge influence on this. There's mythological fantasy involved.
That's so awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I just think it's great to be able to have a platform for people. Especially local artists.
Yeah, I really appreciate being able to come out and talk to people.
I mean, we've had people on our show from other countries. It's not, you know, we've had someone from Sweden, we've had somebody from the United Kingdom, somebody from Germany. We've had a lot of different countries. Canada now, thanks to Desiree.
I'm
we got Canada.
Local. I'm here. I'm from the Valley.
We've covered Canada, man. Yeah, but we like LA people. Mm-hmm. A lot of our people are LA people.
Yeah, I went to school at Cal State Northridge. I grew up in Northridge.
Yeah,
I went to ninth grade directly across the street.
This is awesome.
Notre Dame. Yeah. Look,
I went there for
look,
1 year.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sean Patrick Travers. School.
Yeah,
look out the window. You can see it from the window. You see the radio station right there.
Yeah, but all
like
of that
so you heard the address, you're like, I know where that is.
I know where that is right across my old school. Yeah. Yippee skippy.
It all informs the books, too. The books are all set in these neighborhoods.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I like that. I like local stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not opposed to, obviously, showcasing people from around the world because I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But again, you know.
We love L.A.
Yeah, we love L.A.
Yeah.
And again, we need your help to get sponsorship and advertising.
Look, we
you
take
give us
chance,
money, we'll talk about
cash.
Your stuff on our show, your products, your whatever the hell, your business, your band, your whatever the frig you want to talk about. We're here for you. But no, we'll do commercials. We'll even we can literally script a commercial for you. We can all of it. Record it. Put it on here every week, whatever you want to do.
We take checks, cash, EBT.
No. Don't listen to the husband. We don't take checks. Sorry, that was just wrong. We're having too much fun. that's our next goal, really, is just sponsorship and advertising. Because, I mean, we're funding all of this. Again, this is Get Real Global Entertainment, which is just my husband and I, anyway. And T-Dog Aruni, T-Dog, Tashina Saunders, you know who you are. Silent Giggles, as we like to call her.
Yeah.
So,
hi, T.
What's up? But we're having fun here in Sherman Oaks on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We're with Sean Patrick Traver, author, the awesome author.
That's me.
And Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau Enterprises. She's more than just she's more than just publishing in books and whatnot. What else do you encompass?
I wasn't sure where that was going. She's a lot more what?
Very enterprising.
You have artists. You have different types of people that you promote or, you know.
Yeah, I specialize in books and authors because, hey, that's what I love. That's my passion.
Right, exactly.
And I even have knock on wood, they're not a client yet, but there's a radio station in Florida.
Yes.
That I've been talking to.
Yes.
So,
we love it. We love it. Yeah. Do you like, do you
I do like, website design. I'm actually designing the website for an author right now.
So awesome.
It all works together.
Yeah, me too. I'm still I'm still working on ours.
Yeah.
No, I do website design. It's just I'm so busy with my millions of projects that it's hard to always find time to do everything that you need to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you got to get into that moment and sit and concentrate. It's not like you spend 15 minutes designing a website. It takes a while.
Yeah. I had to have him look at it. I didn't like the color. It wasn't consistent with the color of the business cards and what I was trying to do.
Got to be on brand.
You
need a style guide.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what a style guide will do for you.
Yes.
You have your Pantone, your hex
colors,
so that whoever's using them, whether it's online or...
That's what I did. So I went and I got my thing and I matched it.
Go. Yep.
And I was like, yes, that looks perfect now. Yeah. I was happy. I'm very particular about my design. I do, like I said, graphic design, website design, all that stuff. You know, I do ads for people. I do all that stuff. But obviously I have 20 freaking years of experience in this stuff. I only have maybe like 5 or 6 years. You know what I mean? I'm not nearly as on your level yet. So I hope to be someday.
Oh, just keep at it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I'm working on learning all this. I've been teaching myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't even take no damn classes. I've just learned all of it by myself. Mm-mm. Thank you, GoDaddy.
Yeah, I'm buying some GoDaddy too.
Well, and for your easy, you know, shit. Well, if you know what you're doing, it's easy. If you don't, you're going to be fucking screwed.
There's so many things.
I figured it out in 5 seconds. It wasn't hard. You just, you know, you look at all the things on the side and you just add shit and you put it where you want to put it and it's not hard. Mm-hmm. And you just, you know.
WordPress? Are you talking WordPress?
No, GoDaddy.
GoDaddy for building a website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have my GoDaddy website.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're awesome. We love GoDaddy.
GoDaddy.
And their price wasn't too bad. Mm-hmm. You know, I just re-upped it for another year. Mm-hmm. But now, how long did it take you to write Wraith Ladies?
Wraith Ladies, I started last February, and it came out this June. So it's a short one, so it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean like a few months type of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
About 6 months, yeah. It was one that just wanted to be. It's the characters get, you know, the
it just came to life,
the characters talking to the authors and guiding the story. I've never had that experience more strongly.
That is interesting.
Yeah, the villain of the piece completely showed up. I didn't have a villain when I started. He arrived on the scene, and he demanded his own lines and scenes, and characters that I hadn't even really conceived of showed up.
I like that,
And influenced the course of the story. It was a lot of fun.
I like that.
Yeah. That's the most exciting part about writing for me is when the characters take on a life of their own, when the story wants to be written and you can barely keep up with it. Now some days it's like plodding along. Other days you can't even keep up.
So you're like me. You've read books since you were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And when did you start writing, though? Like just recently, like the 30, when you were 39?
I've worked at it for a long time. I started trying to write a couple novels when I was in my early 20s, and it didn't come about. I spent a few years writing screenplays, most of which go unproduced. But there's still a couple that, you know, still have a little bit of life in them yet. And,
all right.
You may yet see them.
Okay.
And, but that's a tough road to walk sometimes.
Yeah,
and I wanted to get back
I heard
to something.
It's difficult.
It is. And I wanted to get back to something that was more mine, more
right.
my unique voice.
Okay.
And yeah, so I came back to the idea of writing a novel.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. You guys have led interesting lives. I mean, just the fact, just these books, the concept, the... You know, all the research you had to do.
It's a lifetime of research. It's in that sense, I've been working on them for more than 20 years.
Interesting.
Mm. Yeah, because they're a combination of everything that's ever interested me and everything that I've ever read about. Everything. Yeah.
I like that, though, that you encompass all these different things that you love. And
I'm the kind of person who will dive headfirst into a crazy tangent and research a subject that has no bearing on anything in my life.
I love
for
it!
For no reason whatsoever. But years later, I know something about a thing that comes into play for a book I'm writing. I have a wealth of... seemingly useless knowledge.
Oh my
god! Sometimes comes into play in really interesting ways.
Oh my god! I'm the same way.
Uh-huh.
I'm just a friggin' mega nerd. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Ever since I was a little kid, man. Yeah.
My parents used to look at me like I was the.
Mm-hmm. It's the product of nerdery and not education, so it's not consistent always. No. But yeah, but my it's in parents, there.
That's why I have great imagination for shit like TV shows and movies mm-hmm. and like mm-hmm. concepts I've been like thinking about and writing ideas mm-hmm. down and shit. You know?
Yeah, Gravesend is really an opportunity to bring together the idea of the Day of the Dead and film noir in a Los Angeles setting, and so that just kicked off the entire story.
Film noir. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the old school. It's just beautiful.
These are things that I associate so specifically with Los Angeles.
Yes, the Hollywood and the whole, like,
when the pieces came together, it was like an ignition key turned and the story just wanted to be, just all of a sudden
that's
there
so
it was
great.
And it made sense. And all I had to do was, you know, jot it down.
That's really great, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, that you know, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There's a really fascinating story, too. You should tell her about the USC professor, or the...
Just had lunch with a friend who's a reader.
A new friend.
Yeah, because he found a copy of Red Witch at Ralph's.
Oh,
I guess somebody had one. They lost it or they abandoned it or so. It was there on the book rack. And it does look
familiar. Like, I've seen one of those
before. Yeah, it doesn't belong at Ralph's, though.
But Ralph's doesn't carry the book.
They don't carry it, although they did charge him for it. It has a barcode. I guess it's scanned. So he paid for it at Ralph's, and he loved it, and he got in contact with me.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah, the moral of the story is if you want to give money to Ralph's, they will find a way to take it. But, yeah, it was one of those synchronistic things. He stumbled across a random book that didn't belong there. He found it personally meaningful. You know, it related to things in his life, and he's read all the others since. He came to my book signing. And,
nice.
Yeah, it's just kind of a fascinating story.
That is so awesome. Mm-hmm.
But he just stumbled across it randomly.
Oh,
yeah, it's like it found its way to the person who needed it.
Okay, so we got 5 minutes left. I want to talk about your social media and your website and everything. I want everybody to know where they can find your awesome books.
You can find me at SeanPatrickTraver.com.
Yes, SeanPatrickTraver.com.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook at SeanPatrickTraverAuthor. I'm on Twitter at SPTraver.com. And I'm on Instagram at SeanPatrickTraver.
Okay, awesome. So I want everybody to go and check him out. Like I said, Sean Patrick Traver. And Sean is spelled S-E-A-N.
Irish style.
Yes.
Well, Traver is T-R-A-V-E-R.
Yes. So, and Patrick is normal.
And Patrick is Patrick.
Yeah, that's Patrick. That's normal spelling for
Patrick.
Normal spelling for Patrick. But yes, go to Sean Patrick Traver, T-R-A-V-E-R, Traver.com. So you can check out his books. It has little descriptions of each book. And, you know, just so you can get an idea of what they're about. And he has, he said Gravesend was the first. These were his three books in the last 5 years, mind you. Gravesend was first. And then Red Witch was the prequel. And then he has Wraith Ladies Who Lunch.
The tongue twister.
And I can't believe I was able to say it without fucking it up.
Me neither.
I didn't fuck it up. I'm very happy. Okay. So... I want to do like a commercial for you. You know what I'm saying? Like at some point, I want to like record a commercial.
Absolutely.
Talk, you know, with like a little thing talking about your books.
I'd love that.
You know, that would be nice.
Yeah, all I think it'd be.
And oh, and Desiree needs one too. For Black Chateau.
Fabulous.
Enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need a publicist and have money.
Don't come broke.
Please go check out Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau Enterprises. And you can find her on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're awesome. Thanks for the shout out.
Well, come on.
Nobody gives the publicist a shout out ever.
Dude, please. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have access to all these wonderful people.
You
were also the one who gave us our Canadian wonderful author 2 weeks ago that we had on our show, Suzanne
Bellefeu. Yeah, she's got that weird
Bellefeu.
Yeah.
Bellefeu.
Yeah.
Bellefeu.
I brought you a copy of her book.
I could not freaking say her name. Bellefeu, because I'm French.
Remember,
too.
You didn't have her
yes,
book.
The path.
There's,
there, look, there's the cover
there
right
is.
There. Last week we did Suzanne Bellefeu, and she was The Path of Lucas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it was an incredible story about her father and about her mother's mental illness and what the family went through and everything. It's just wonderful. And so Desiree's brought us some really great authors. There will be more to come
yes.
In future episodes. So we be prepared, because we're going to have a lot of awesome authors, so you can check out books. I know a lot of you like to read. Now, is any of your stuff available on, like, Kindle or Amazon.com, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you can definitely get it on Amazon. You can order the paperbacks from Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
Oh. You can go to the Iliad Bookshop in North Hollywood and get them there.
Yeah, let's go to the Iliad Bookstore in North
Hollywood.
Probably
get them signed if you go there.
Go now! Ooh, because you might be able to get them signed by him himself, by Sean Patrick Traver. So.
Yeah.
We got to do that. So.
And Dark Delicacies in Burbank as well has them on the shelf.
Dark Delicacies. Dark Delicacies.
Yeah, you've been to Dark Delicacies, haven't you? It's a horror
fan.
No, not yet. It's the only horror-themed bookstore. That's all they have.
I got to go check this place out.
Yes, you do. You really do.
There's too many places. We need a car.
Yeah, Dark Delicacies is incredible.
Dark Delicacies.
As a horror fan, you got to get over there.
I do. Dark Delicacies. And where is it located?
It's on Burbank, just east of Hollywood Way, near Porter's Bakery. Yeah, so there's double reason to go.
Yeah. I must check it out.
Yeah, it's a dangerous destination.
I like books. I need more time.
Mm-hmm. Don't we all?
It needs to be more than 24 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I need not to be 45 and needing more sleep.
We need more time for the show.
Yes. So we're here again. This has been Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, and all Amazon Alexa devices. We have been here with Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau Enterprises. She is a publicist for books. So, like, if you're an author, especially, check her out.
Yay! Thank you.
And we have Sean Patrick Traver.
Yeah. Thank you.
He is our author today. And he's been a great guest. We love his books, and I can't wait to read them all.
Yes, can't wait to know what you think.
I'm so happy because he is, delves into more genres that I like. But I'm also interested in reading Path of Lucas by Suzanne Bellevue from Canada. You remember she called in 2 weeks ago. So we're going to be giving you our little, our little stuff when we read them. We're going to go on and talk about them.
Absolutely.
So we have been here today. Catch us live every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. You can find us at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on Facebook, Jenny's Real Talk on Twitter, and Jenny's Real Talk on Instagram. And just go check us out. Our website is Get Real Global Ent, like Enterprises, GetRealGlobalEnt.com. Check us out. We will be having artist pages, author pages, all kinds of things up there, talking about all our different guests that we've had on the show, showcasing everybody and their talents. So everybody in the world can see what's going on in L.A. and around the world, of course. We're not just, biased about L.A. But we will see you back here next Wednesday. Peace out. We will be back. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Woo!
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.